It's Outside the Box, competing with the best of them. Today's topic is No Contest. My partner and I play a game we call Cooperative Scrabble. Instead of trying to get more points than the other, we work together to get the highest total score possible, combining both our point totals. We set up each other for high score words. We look together for seven-letter words. We always win together, sometimes with high scores, sometimes not so high. I've always enjoyed playing games and sports, but I never liked the emphasis on winning. It was the fun that counted, not who won or lost. I never accepted the fact that there has to be losers as well as winners. I used to be an avid fan of baseball, football, hockey, and other competitive sports as a kid and into early adulthood. Occasionally, I rooted for my local team, but more often for the underdog. Then my attitudes about sports changed. When I started thinking about the value of cooperation among people, I decided that competition in things like games and sports was hindering the goal of cooperation. The fun and games aspect was being lost. It was about winning, not how you played the game. Sure, on sports teams, there can be an ethic of cooperating together. Yes, people who play sports might learn to overcome adversity and defeat if they're to succeed in life. But the overall message has been, in competitive sports, there are winners and losers, and eventually there's only one winner and everyone else loses. This is the opposite of cooperation. At least someone wins in sports, which is an improvement over war, where everyone loses. But compared to life, having only one or a few winners is a very low percentage. Why can't everyone be a winner? And it seems that more and more activities are being turned into contests. Even things that people used to do just for fun and entertainment. Every run becomes a race. Every activity on water turns into a contest. Who is the fastest in the world at solving a Rubik's Cube? Who can do the neatest tricks with a skateboard? Who has the greatest endurance when running or skiing or swimming or bicycling? Doing those things becomes secondary. It's who wins the competition that's important. I don't like myself when I feel competitive with others. I can be jealous when someone else does a better job than me, or when someone else can do something I can't. When that happens, the fun is spoiled. We need to live together in peace and harmony with each other and in balance with our environment. An ethic of competition, promoted not only by our economic system, but also by our sports, encourages solutions based on winners and losers, not win-win. I really enjoy Cooperative Scrabble. I wouldn't like playing it the old way, where one person wins and other players lose. Do you enjoy playing and watching competitive sports, or would you rather play sports and games where everyone wins? I'm Larry Danziger, not willing to keep score anymore.